We're selling tickets at the interval. But before the interval, let's meet Mr. and Mrs. Fairport.
Some dance tunes. A couple of jigs and a couple of reels.
Jig reel, jig reel.
I just want to say, I don't want any of you to be nervous just because it's your first gig today, because this is our first gig today, so we're quite nervous.
Oh, come to the wedding of President Madison, Madison, we'll be right back.
Thank you. Thank you. the first performance you've seen from a new show that Martin's writing, actually. He's writing it, fuses Irish music and dance. And it's written with the Fairport audience in mind. It's called Liver Dance.
Do some more reels. This one's called Cup of Tea! Because that's all you want when you're in America, you know, it's a nice cup of tea. But I'm in the toy going, Cup of Tea! Cup of Tea! And the second one's called The Loaf of Bread. And the third one's an Irish tune called This Morning's Reel. Apparently she is.
Thank you.
music of the late 60s. That's the 1960s, not now.
Thank you very much. Mr. Simon Nicol. I love you.
Not just thank you for me, it's thank you for me.
Here's a song from Newfoundland, which we haven't recorded yet, and hopefully we're going to record it on our next record, which is coming out next
Should
year.
We be spared?
In our 30th year.
actually timing out to give Simon the tonsils a rest. This would hardly be accurate, as they've been having more than a rest for quite a while, haven't they?
That's right. My tonsils hit the incinerator the same year that Martin Alcock was born. in different hospitals, I think. Just as well, really.
Actually, he was lucky when he had his tonsils out. He was very lucky, he had a very narrow escape there, because he was lucky they noticed. They noticed it as they whirled him in some form of terminal triangle. Anyway, we're going to do this instrument, and it's, Patrick McGoohan. There you are, there's a clue, Patrick McGoohan. Did you see him in Braveheart? What a film Braveheart. What was the character named Braveheart? The evil king. I saw, actually, I think I couldn't pick up the plot too well, because I actually saw a pirate version. You know, I knew it was a pirate version, the title was probably Lethal Bagpipes 3. Patrick McGoohan, of course, was the prisoner of Portmeirion. And those of you who are on board will probably guess by now that we're going to play the tune called The Portmeirion. And it's indeed. This one starts with pizzicato. Anybody pizzicato here? So, soon.
Bass solo,
which is a devastating bass solo. Absolutely devastating.
I'll do it for you, Ethel.
If pressed and for standing good, no. This bass solo is for you, folks, and it is rather short, so you do have to listen out. No need for that sort of snotty listening. So listen out for us. Thank you. Oh. Thank you.
feeling when you're just about to go for a big one and something interrupts you.
I've had it all day, the bloody telephone.
Right. It's a song from Steve Tilston, who couldn't be here tonight. But he sent this song. It's a song about the chap who leaves Ireland to go and live in America.
He was barely a man in his grandfather's coat. So meant to the lining, attention and notes. Goodbye to the family, farewell to the shore. Life says good fortune, we'll see no more. Well, those on the ocean toss like the gold. Then one fine morning, they sighted New York. He stood on a gangplank, breathing the air. And dresses down on the dance floor. A ball in the dais and spinning the wheels. Body took most of the night in the switches and wheels. There's song of a festival, songs of the night. The whole of the green, there was sung by his wife. A dreadful emotion and a terrible fight. Just watch up ahead. Stood when I woke on a six-star bed. And jumped up the mountains and peaked in the dark. Off the same way where the couple were wrong. And he did like the ladies, the rise and the fall. Of their ankles and dresses down. Thank you.
A few little measures in here. Let me see if I can read this. There's a collection.
That's one of yours.
Oh, no! there's a collection going around in the interval, which is approaching. Currently fundraising for the Rally International Youth Development Charity. There's a 3-month expedition to Mornington. It's like Malaysia. Conservation and community projects in liaison with locals within the community due to depart on September the 5th, and therefore still collecting to raise the DOSH. Mm. Yes, so please donate to charity.
It's not the first Concord
team.
That was very well read. Yes. Rick, sorry.
In the interlude, which runs concurrently with an intermission, which is at the same time as an interval that follows this next number.
It can only be for 20 minutes, I'm afraid, otherwise you won't get the drink at the end of the night. So it's in your interest to be back. And ours. Don't forget Helicaster's tickets for sale. They're fabulous unless you're a guitar player. If you are, you want to top yourself.
Don't miss me. buried in the church and some just where they fell. No markers to declare their place of rest. But the prophets, they do go where they went in the soul. And to my mind, they declare it best. And each year,
part two of our 106th gig this year, and this is a jig from Julian the Crown. It's called the Surfeit of Landrigs.
This tune was written by a sadist on my left, your right, to torment bass players, and who better to torment than the wonderful Mr. Daly.
Without room.
song from Ben Benning, the Ben's the leader of Freeway Jam, local band, and this is a song that we nicked off their album for ours. It's called Diamonds and Gold.
And their bass player built your guitar.
Yeah, Andy Ricketts built this guitar I got last week. It's fabulous.
It's a big one, isn't it? The firm that built this went bankrupt. So before it went bankrupt, it cunningly sold itself to a German mega union. So everything's okay. And I'll move you shortly.
Just look at the sustain on this.
Thank you.
Just one more victim of diamonds and gold. Just one more victim of diamonds and gold.
I'm going to go to the bushes and the fire. I'm going to go to the
Called The Gas Almost Works. It's followed by two tunes of a young Martin Alcock, not yet 40. And Martin's tunes are called The Cat on the Mixer and Three Left Feet. If you want to know why, you'll have to ask him. It was when he was going through his drink problem stage. He got over that when he was
forward one.
The forward one, yeah, he can't. He's got so many instruments now, he can't drink.
It was me, it wasn't him. It was a perfectly reasonable counting.
Or is Ricky to tell you something else?
Oh no, it's just because this is a romantic song, isn't it? So, it's a 20th wedding anniversary today, and it's Paul and is that Zena? Have I got that right? Paul and Zena, and is it Vickers?
I think it was the was it Paul's grandparents who actually met at one of our gigs? Back in the 1880s.
Dreams in the arms of some Scotsman from Hull. And it's a song about a young chap who goes for a job, gets the job, and the girl, and they all live happily ever after, but it is only a song. It's also about Mrs. Jill.
Drifted the sound of the violin, and we hurried to the farm. Walnuts and buttons, the music filled the air. And thank the Lord at the harvest moon, for the girl from the highland.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. This is the most recent from the Jordan the Crown album. And I think you've still got a few copies of that left in your...
Several dozen, actually.
Yeah. perfect. Big plans, big plans.
Thank you.
be from Rochdale. Anyway, the second tune is called Jenny's Wedding. So if there's anybody called Jenny who's getting married, this is for you.
You could lie, you know, pretend you're called Jenny. Dedication. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
the sand has sworn I don't even know before the sun did set. And in her hurry to carry his news, she bent her breast and she ran. And when she came to the border stream, was to rub her shoes and swam. When he woke Lord Arnold was standing by his feet, singing, howdy up my little dance, howdy up my sheets, howdy up my lady, but he lies me out to sleep. The girl like the little dance, as I run with the sheets, that's the girl like the lady, but he lies in my arms to sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
Swords and high, not a pocket knife. It's true, I have two beads and swords. They can stick it in the purse. But you will have the better of them, and I will be the worst. And you will strike me the very worst. I will strike it like a man. I will strike the very next one. We'll be right back.
Cheers.
Trade show in London a couple of years ago, and they started playing. There was this automatic clunk after about 5 seconds of they started playing. And I looked around, it was all guitar players' jaws hitting the floor at the same time.
If you catch him in the gents' toilet, try and shut the fingers in the door. Aren't you? You're more likely to catch him with the ladies.
See you.
Thank you very much. It's in the weekend.